This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's right, 93.7thefan.com. You could donate there. Brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brought to you by Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, and Dollar Bank. We are a quarter of the way through the show here, and we are over a quarter of the way to our stated goal of 100,000 meals to the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We're at about 27,000 at last. We checked about 20 minutes ago. So that thing just keeps going, going, and going. For every dollar you donate, that's three meals to a family in need. 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. And this hour, if you donate $50 plus, you could win a family four-pack of tickets to Kennywood for the day with Jump the Line passes.
Ooh.
Our friend Brett, well, he's going Zeiss there,
that
Doran.
That was nice.
Whoa, hey.
That's nice.
Our guy Brad Spielberger for Pro Football Focus joins us now, and Brad is relocating to the Pittsburgh area in the not-too-distant future. June, right, Brad?
Yeah, just signed my lease in Southside Slopes, so getting ready to be a Pittsburgh local.
You're in the Southside Slopes?
Yeah, is that a good thing, bad thing? Give me the scoop.
Well, how much do you like to get after it, Brad?
I mean, I'm not opposed.
I mean, that's Party Central, isn't it, Dorn?
Or the flats are.
Okay.
The slopes are up top. They're a little higher.
I hope you have a four-wheel drive vehicle for the wintertime, Brad.
Yeah, we do. And my wife from New Orleans at sea level is going to be struggling. But we'll make it work.
He's joining us. Brad is on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Again, it's our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can donate 412-663-5664. And we've got a call center filled with awesome volunteers. We were just talking to them during the break. Excellent people who have given up their free time to help feed the need. You can text NEED to 50155. And you can go to 93.7thefan.com as well to donate. All right, Brad, tell us a little bit about this Quez Watkins guy. What does he add to the Steelers? Does he profile as a three or a four, or is he just a body?
Yeah, no, he's definitely a four, I would say. Like, he should get some run. And I think you clearly saw you needed a slot receiver last year that can be a weapon in the blocking game, both run and pass. And that is who he is. He's a reliable, solid player. And then had some decent production as kind of a check down outlet or third option. Obviously, you're playing with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, et cetera, in Philly, so you're not going to be at the top of the pecking order as a receiver. But, no, I think he makes this roster. I think he's an important piece. I would assume he plays some on teams as well. It's a solid addition. Obviously, the connection to Andy Weidel from Philly, just a good all-around player, and I think he will get some run in the slot.
Brad, whenever you're thinking of the Steelers and the receiver spot, they obviously need to bolster that room. We're just talking about Quez Watkins, and maybe they do it in the draft. But somebody like Van Jefferson, how do you see him panning out? Is he a four? Is he a three? Could he be a two? Their receiver room is thin right now. They have bodies, but they don't have dudes, in my opinion. Is Van Jefferson a guy that you could probably count on to be maybe a dude at some point this season?
No, unfortunately, I don't think you can. You know, a good player, good pedigree. His dad, Sean Jefferson, has been a wide receivers coach in the league for a very long time, and you can see that in his game. He obviously knows what he's doing, understands leverage and angles and how to sit down in soft spots against zone. Unfortunately for him, he was never the greatest athlete, and then he tore his ACL with the Rams. I think it was in the Super Bowl, actually, or late in their playoff run, and it kind of sapped him of some of that athletic ability that already wasn't necessarily a strength. So, you know, goes to Atlanta last year. Arthur Smith, obviously a big fan of his, so it makes sense. He now comes over to Pittsburgh as well. He, to me, is more of a guy who I think is fighting for a roster spot. He's a solid player. You know, he is, but a body sounds mean to say. But, no, if he's your number two, your offense is in trouble.
So the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, 412-663-5664. To make your donations, or you can text NEED to 50155. Brad Spielberger joining us from Pro Football Focus. Brad, Omar Khan spoke yesterday about the Steelers looking for a center. He did not rule out possibly making a trade for one. I don't know if you've heard if there's any guys on the market for a trade. If you have, we'd like you to enlighten us. Also, do you think that if the Steelers are waiting around for pick 51, that Zach Frazier from West Virginia would fall that far, or would they have to move up to get him?
Yeah, so none of these names are super flashy. I do think that there are some depth charts right now that have a couple centers. One that jumps out to me is the Arizona Cardinals. They just signed Evan Brown, the free agent, to a small deal, but they already had Jalti Froholtz, a former New England Patriot who played center for them last year. They brought back this season. He was pretty good. They have some younger guys as well. Tristan Colon Castillo, I want to say is his name, who I thought was pretty solid. I put him fairly high in my free agent rankings, thought he looked good in limited snaps. So three guys that I think can be your center. None of them I would profile as long-term options, but I think they could be a team looking to trade one of those players. And at the very least, it's a stopgap, it's a camp body, and it's a swing interior offensive lineman. You know, Colon Castillo in particular can play some guard as well. But yeah, it's starting to look like the draft might be their answer, which is a little scary, just given what happened with Kendrick Green and some of the other recent additions they've made and tried to put at center, whether they were centers or not. As for the draft, I don't think you're trading up for a Zach Frazier. I do love the guy. I know he's a West Virginia guy. I think he'll be there as a second-round pick, and I wouldn't hate the pick. He's gritty. Everyone's seen the video of him, like, army crawling off the field after he broke his leg late in the season last year. I'm sure teams love that and love him. To me, he's a second-round pick.
Brad, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today and entertaining people while we ask them to donate, man. Thank you so much, and get those chains on the tires, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brad. That's
Brad Spielberg. We're going to try to get him in studio whenever he moves here.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I wanted to ask him real quick, and I know we're pressed on time because we have our radiothon today, but the whole L'Jarius Sneed, Deontay Johnson, Dante Jackson, Mike Tomlin saying that on Sunday, saying that it wasn't Deontay Johnson asking for a trade. We just like the player-for-player trade. But knowing that the Kansas City Chiefs were in on Deontay
yes.
Johnson, did they miss out on L'Jarius Sneed? I'm starting to think that situation was, you probably could have pulled that off.
How about Mike Tomlin got asked about Brandon Ayuk yesterday, about him tweeting, saying to Mike Tomlin, I've heard we look alike, and Mike Tomlin basically said the same thing. Yeah, I've been asked that question a lot recently
right.
or something to that effect.
Right.
So, hey, irons in the fire for one Omar Khan trying to make a deal or two to improve the Pittsburgh Steelers. Did not rule out the possibility of a center trade yesterday. It is the Feed the Need Radiothon, the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. This hour brought to you by John Keefe Restaurant Group of Oakmont. You can donate at 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. And for $11 a month donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You get 8-man jam tickets. From 93.7 The Fan, you get 2 tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 Star, you get boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxanne, and KDK will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic, History of Magic, Part 1. Again, 412-663-5664. Text NEED to 50155. Brought to you by John Keefe Restaurant Group of Oakmont. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn. He knows what this community is all about. We'll talk to him about, well, Feed the Need. Also, get his thoughts on the Pirates roster, which was announced ahead of their opening day which will take place on Thursday against the Miami Marlins. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Going to be joined on the fan hotline by Jeff Hathorn coming up in a moment. Former Steelers General Manager Kevin Colbert at 7:35. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Lender Home Solutions. First, though, I do want to tell you, for an $11 a month donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108, 8-man jam tickets. From 93.7 The Fan, 2 tickets to a Buccos game. From 100.7 Star, you get the boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. That'll be a good time. From Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxy, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic, History of Magic Part 1. The way you donate, 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155, or you can go to 937thefan.com. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Big day today.
Massive day. Jeff, you've been here forever. I mean, what does a day like today make you think of? Because for me, it just makes me think about how great a community Pittsburgh is. And when we tally up this donation at the end of the day, there hasn't been I've been here for 2 years as a part of this. There hasn't been one of those two where I didn't go, holy cow, look at what Pittsburgh did.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, you don't realize how many people are in need. That's the first thing. Because, you know, you think Pittsburgh, it's a great area. I mean, there's so many great things going for us. But yet, even with all of that, there are still people that need our help. And, man, we step up. That's what's awesome about living here. We step up.
Jeff, what does it mean to you? Like, is it a part of your, you know, year in, year out? Usually, like, you know, whenever you're approaching a new year, you set plans and what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. Is this a part of your repertoire of giving back to the city of Pittsburgh or giving back to people in need at any point? Do you look at different things that you want to do throughout the year that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, there are yearly events. There are yearly things where you think, all right, I want to make sure I set aside money and help these charities or help these people out. And, you know, Feed the Need is obviously one every year. And it's not, here's the thing, it's not just once a year. It's something that happens for people every day. And to think that that's happening in our community, I was so proud last year. We were able to get over 2 million meals, and I'm hoping we can crush that number this year because a lot of people need our help.
I'm looking at an email here. My apologies. Dan Zangrilli, it's an email I'm looking at. And he's a Pirates guy, so that leads me right into this, Jeff Hathorn. Bailey Falter sounds like he's going to be part of this Pirates rotation. Luis Ortiz is going to be up with the club, but he's going to be more of a long relief guy. Why? Why are they doing this?
They love them some Bailey Falter. He's crafty lefty with a good arm. Listen, I saw him pitch, you know, last week, and the talk was, well, you know, if he would have gotten out of that 3-run first, it would have been a really good inning. Well, I mean, that's the thing. He gives up an inning, then he has a couple of good ones, but that one inning still counts. Hopefully he can find whatever it is that causes him these slow starts. And what I mean by that are, you know, he normally gives up runs in the first inning. He struggles in the first, and then he settles down. They love the arm. They love the potential. He's who they traded Rodolfo Castro for. He's only 26. They think that there's a good pitcher in there. So, yeah, I mean, here's what I fear. You know, if Falter struggles, let's say he goes 1-4 off the start, and you think, man, if you had Skeens in that spot, or you had, you know, you gave Ortiz a shot, and those four games could be a difference at the end of getting in the playoffs or not. You hope that it doesn't come down to that. But they think there's something in Falter that it's hard to just see in pure stats.
I shouldn't have led with the negative there, Jeff. I mean, it is, I think, a positive step in the right direction that Jared Jones is going to be a part of this Pirates rotation. Man, I know everyone's fixated on Skeens, and for good reason. But this is a guy that hits triple digits as well.
Yeah, I tell you what, guys. Before Skeens, this guy had the best arm in the organization. I mean, they were excited about him. He's not a huge guy like Skeens, but he can fire it. And when he's got control, and his control has been a little better this spring, and he's working on a changeup that he feels like if he can master that, that's really going to take his game to another level. But, yeah, that is exciting to have him. And, listen, they couldn't deny him. He was unbelievable in spring. You know, we talked about, well, if Skeens could show the kind of numbers that Jones is showing, if he would have been given the opportunity to pitch longer. But, man, Jones has earned it. I'm excited to see him. I mean, this is the guy they've been excited about all of last year because he really seemed to find it, seemed to click a little bit more for him. And, that is a good thing. And the other three, Keller you feel good about. Perez has pitched well. You hope Gonzalez was just working on a few things in the minors or in the spring training.
It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. For every dollar donated, that can provide up to three meals for those in need. Donate by calling 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. Or you can go to 937thefan.com.
Jeff, we'll get the opportunity to talk to you again on Thursday, which is opening day for Major League Baseball and for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I'll save my questions of surprise player of the year, things of that nature for you on Thursday. The hip jock tackle, the new rule, Jeff, is this the beginning of something bigger, of change in the NFL with this new rule being in place?
I mean, I get the player safety. I mean, what kind of pressure are you putting on refs to try to adjudicate this in the split second? I mean, there'll be a couple that will be obvious, but man, this is going to, I mean, I saw the Ryan Clark said, what are you going to just take out tackling now in the game? It's going to be a tough transition. Like some of the head hits were, I get it. I just don't know in the speed of the game and you're trying to bring somebody down what the line is between a legal tackle, an illegal tackle, when you're trying to drag somebody to the ground. It makes it really hard on the refs. And, I mean, there are going to be games where you're going to sit there and say, what do you want a guy to do? It's a tough sport. You could try to take injuries and violence out of it, but inherently that's what football is about, and you're going to have some of it. I just think we're now putting it more in the hands of officials, and people already get fired up, you know, that it's a ref show. Well, we're going to see more of that this year.
We sure are. And through no fault, I don't think, of the actual referees, Jeff. I think it's more of a – they're just right. Adjudicating what's a terrible idea and a terrible rule here. Thank you so much for your time, as always. We'll talk to you on Thursday about the Bucks, but it is a special day, man. Thank you.
Yeah, feed the need, boys.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk
to you
on Thursday. You can call 412-663-5664 to help feed the need. You can text NEED to 50155. Bears mentioning this, Doran. 15,000 meals have been donated by Oakmont Bakery.
Oh, wow.
Oakmont Bakery also feeding our call center back behind us today as
well. Big time.
15,000 meals.
Wow.
That is awesome from Oakmont Bakery. Coming up next, we've got former Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert. He's going to join us. Maybe he'll come clean. Brought to you by WetGo. Go Unlimited. Visit getgocafe.com/unlimited for more details. You can text us 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. The Feed the Need Radiothon, the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
48,432 meals already, and we are only an hour and a half into the show.
Love it. Love it.
I mean, Pittsburghers, you show out. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. If you want to donate, 412-663-5664. Every little bit helps. You don't have to give these big donations like Oakmont Bakery did or like the Card Castle did. $1 gets you three meals. You can text NEED to 50155. You can go to 937thefan.com. And joining us right now, he's a Pittsburgher. He's a great guy, former general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is Kevin Colbert. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you so much for being part of this today, man.
No problem, man. It's a great cause you guys are helping. And, you know, if you ease one person's life today and help, that's great.
That's exactly right. And one of the things Doran and I were talking about before you jumped on here, Kevin, is – you know, how many guys that have come through the Steelers that have had such a great impact on the community? Cam Hayward obviously just won the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. And what we were wondering is, like, is that a directive from the top, or is that you just over the years have been fortunate enough to have good guys come through that locker room that do want to help out in the community?
I wouldn't say it was a directive. It was just more the example that the Rooney family always would provide to the organization, and the players picked up on that, just showing or seeing how the Rooneys interacted with the community and their genuine interest in giving back. I think it just came to the players, came to the members of the organization as, you know, this is the type of endeavors that I'd need to be involved with as well, because they're a great example that they live day in and day out. And, you know, fortunately, a lot of the folks within the organization witnessed that and wanted to help as well.
Kevin, I remember my rookie year. I mean, every single Tuesday, usually that's the day off in the NFL, we were doing something of community service when I was with the Houston Texans. And I assume that is league-wide, that they have the rookies doing that. How important is it, or was it for you, to show the young players how to do things the right way, and showing that it was more than just football, that you have this platform, you are a player, you are a Pittsburgh Steeler, but it's about giving back as well?
Yeah, and again, Doran, you may not remember it, and back to Adam's question, there is a little part of the contract, an NFL contract, it's standard that you know, you're required to make two appearances somewhere, somehow, throughout the period of that contract. And I just think that was emphasized by the league. It was put into the contracts. But beyond that, again, just that living and seeing your organization work within the community, that was just the reiteration of what we should all be doing. So, again, I think the majority of the guys in the league understand how blessed they are with their talents, with some of their earnings, and, you know, the willingness to give back to those that may not be as fortunate, I think was a given. And for the majority of the players and people in the organizations, it was something they wanted to do.
It is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can call 412-663-5664 to make a donation. You could also text NEED to 50155 or go to 937thefan.com. Kevin, I'd be remiss having you on if I didn't ask you about this hip drop tackle rule that is now going to be implemented this upcoming season. It seems to be quite polarizing among the players in the league.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, the hip drop tackle is extremely dangerous. You know, unfortunately, the young man quarterback at Florida State, Jordan Travis, lost the rest of his season as a result of one of those tackles. And those tackles can be not only season-ending, they can be career-ending. It's a very dangerous tactic, and I have no understanding whatsoever why the players would be against something that protects each and every one of them. So I'm glad that the league is going to enforce that, implement it, It makes the game safer, and it needed to happen a long time ago. We're still got to push for the horse collar. I know the horse collar is still legal, you know, if a quarterback's in the pocket, and I can never understand that. Our biggest investments are subject to a horse collar tackle if they're still in the pocket, but if they're outside the pocket, they're protected, and that never, ever made any sense to me. So hopefully that one gets changed. We tried to change it a few times, and the majority of the league didn't go for it, but again, you keep at it, and hopefully we keep making the game safer for everybody.
Kevin Colbert, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show, Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We were laughing yesterday, Mike Tomlin sitting down at the NFL owners' meetings for that breakfast with the media, and he's all sweaty. He must have got out of the shower. We were joking around about that. Do you miss that at all, Kevin, going to these events?
I don't miss the league meetings. You know, at this time of year, it's the pro days and being out on the college campuses. That's what you do miss. That's what I do miss. So, again, the league meetings, yeah, that was necessary, but not really something that was enjoyable on my part.
Kevin, we really appreciate your time, man. Thank you for being part of what is such an important day here at Odyssey and such an important day here in the Pittsburgh community. We really appreciate it.
Hey, guys, thanks for everything you're doing for that cause. It's great, and it's what we all need to do to try to help somebody else out.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks,
good,
Kevin.
Man.
You guys take care.
You too. Kevin Colbert, former general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Great guy.
Very great guy.
North Catholic guy.
Yes, he is. Pittsburgh guy.
Just like Molsey.
Just like, well, they're a little bit different.
What, in that one is successful? I'm kidding, Molsey.
I didn't say that.
I'm sorry. That's bad. We got Ron from Feed the Need. He's on right now with us as well. We need to get a tote board update. Just how many meals have been donated to the Pittsburgh, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank? Good morning, Ron. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm well, guys. How about yourself?
Oh, we are excellent. Well, give us some good news here, Ron. Let's go.
Listen. We're running this right into the end zone right now. Our update right now is 50,616 meals. That is what we're having right now. That is what is raised, 50,616 meals. I'd say that's one heck of a play if you ask me.
Sure is, Ron, and we are over halfway past our goal then, and we're not even close here to halfway through the show, so that is wonderful.
Fantastic.
Thank you for jumping on.
Not a problem. You guys have a good one.
You too. That's Ron from Feed the Need. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155 or go to 937thefan.com. For $11 a month donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day, Doran, for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You get 8-man jam tickets from 93.7 The Fan. You get 2 tickets to a Buccos game from 100.7 Star. You get boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Whammo, you'll get TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxy, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic History of Magic Part 1. So that's if you donate $11 a month, you can be a community champion. Again, 412-663-5664. Coming up next, another great donation coming from our guy, Southside Jake, from Southside Plumbing and Heating. He's going to donate 750 meals, Doran.
Unreal. Look at this.
I mean,
fantastic.
Pittsburgh coming together, buddy. Bucco season, first pitch, 4-ish on Thursday. Buccos, Marlins, Mitch Keller taking the ball for those Pirates. We'll talk to Neil Walker about that coming up at 8 o'clock. You can give our call center a ring at 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. You can also donate 937thefan.com. It is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And for $11 a month, for a donation from you, $11 a month, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. 8-man jam tickets from 93.7 The Fan, 2 Buccos tickets from 100.7 Star, boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxian, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic History of Magic Part 1. We're up over $50,000 in donations. Our goal is 100,000. So we are rolling this morning. And we were just told that our listeners on 93.7 The Fan are really pushing that forward right now, Doran.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And some big-time donations that have come in, too. If you want your name on the air, you make a big-time donation. Carl in Wilkinsburg for 93.7 The Fan, he made a big donation. Melissa in East McKeesport, Janet in Pittsburgh, Anita in Irwin, we thank all of you. And we thank our next guest, Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating, for generously, Southside Jake, donating 750 meals to those in need. Thanks, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Oh, we are excellent.
Excellent.
We had a little snafu, a little miscommunication. Usually you come on at 7:35 for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? And we said, hey, man, we got Feed the Need today. We meant to text you. And you said, okay, what do I need to do? You drop a donation. And, man, Pittsburgh thanks you, dude. 750 meals. That's no small thing.
You know, and I honestly, at first, I thought it was a ploy. You guys are just afraid you didn't want to go up against me this week again for 2 weeks in a row. But no, seriously, guys, this is an unbelievable thing. You know, the biggest thing I can say is a lot of people are too proud to ask for help. You guys are taking that out of the equation, and this way they don't have to ask. It's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we sure do, man.
Yeah, I mean, very generous donation by you, Jake. Fantastic, and we really appreciate you taking the time and doing your part in this unbelievable drive that we're doing today. But what the heck? You know, ask us a question.
Yeah, we're here.
Just one question.
Oh, man, guys. You put me on the spot, but I'll give you one. I'll give you one. All right, here we go. O'Neal Cruz has been crazy hot with that bat. How many balls have been hit out of PNC Park into the river?
Oh.
How many, boys? Come on, let's go.
200.
Oh.
No. A little much.
I'm going 26.
No, 70, boys. 70.
Darn
that's
it.
That's the answer. But
split
you know,
the difference.
No, that's
I mean,
okay.
I was thinking you like guys, 25 years worth of.
You know what's even crazier? Is there's only 48 different players that have done it out of 70.
Do you happen to know who leads, who's hit the
yes,
most into the
yes.
river? Can I get
absolutely.
So Josh Bell hit three in like Josh Bell hit three in like one summer. I think he hit mm-hmm. three in like 1 month. Brian mm-hmm. Giles probably hit a few. I'm trying to think of other lefties. Pedro Alvarez probably hit
tie.
A few. All right, who
There's
we got?
A three-way tie. Three-way tie. It
Darryl
is
Darryl Ward.
Yeah, he has. But Josh Bell has four total. Pedro Alvarez has four total as well. And who was the last guy? I know it. My God. Jones. Garrett Jones.
Garrett Jones. I should have guessed Garrett Jones. All right, yep. Southside Jake. Man, a super generous donation from you. We really appreciate you taking the time, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yep, guys. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, right, Jake.
There he is.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Southside Plumbing and Heating. That is Southside Jake, who always has Kenny Pickett opinions on the text line.
He does. And
as well.
And on my text line.
Personal text line.
Yes.
The Doran Dickerson personal cell phone text line.
I think he tries to get me to bite and say something bad about Kenny, which he knows is not going to happen.
Yeah, he's a Browns fan, I think.
Who?
Southside Jake.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God.
No, he's not.
Text him right now. He's a Browns fan.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know this.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.